Gimel. Gimel Aleph. Seventeen lines in the bottom. Says Eime Varchim Leal Never Leab Sam Shalmesim. The Mishnah is talking about the bracha Beir Meira Haish. You have a chimshin. Nun Gimel. Next to where it says Hagor Segro on the side, in that little paragraph. Okay. You don't make a bracha b'me'esh, not on the candle, not on the psalm that was used for dead bodies. In other words, to remove the smell from a dead body, they used to put psalm next to it. And also, they used to have candles lit out of respect for the dead. So it says, my timer says, why? Why can't you make a bracha on it? You have the wrong page. Next.
Page.
A little further. No. Okay. My timer says, Ne lo kavadu da avid. The ner was made lo kavad. It was made only for honor. And you can't make a bracha unless it was made for the light itself. And psamim, why would they use the psam lavor erechu da avidi? They used it to remove the bad smell. So again, it's not made as psamim. Amir Rav Yudah Amir Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav. Any dead person that they light candles for him day or night, whether you take him out day or night, then you don't make a brach of it. But a person that they would only take out only at night, then you would make a brach over it. In other words, as Rashi explains, the question is, what is the purpose of the candles? So if it's day and night, in other words, the question is the person a prominent person or not? So then, it's not considered, if it's considered covered, then you can't use it. If it's made for light, then you could use it. In other words, if it's a person that they will only light candles for him at night, not during the day, so that means they're using it for light. If it's a person that they would light candles day and night, that shows they're only using it out of respect. If they're using it out of cover, the respect, then you can't make a bracha on it.
You cannot.
Because candles can only be made a bracha on if it's made for light. Okay. If it's made out of just dignity, you can't make a bracha on it. Now, if the person's such a great person, that whether they day or night, they light candles before him, so they're doing it for cover. Because they don't need candles during the day, so it's obviously only for cover. So if the candles are for cover, you can't use it. If it's a person that they only use candles at night, meaning they're using it only for light, because during the day they wouldn't light candles for him, so it shows that candles are made for light.
Okay. In a case where, let's say you're out of candles, you have one of these scented candles, would you be able to use that? Or?
Yeah, because it's still made for light. It's still made for light. It happens to be scented.
So it's okay.
Yeah. According to many opinions, you can even use the electric lights if you have no candles, because it's also made for light, and it is a form of a fire. Okay, Amar Rav Huna said, Psamim shall be sekisei, the psamim that people use in the bathroom, in other words, use the deodorizers to get the smell out of the bathroom, or b'shemin ha'otzi lavir sezuama, or oil, they used to smear themselves with oil to remove the sweat and the dirt. Eim evarchan olav, you can't make a brach on it. Again, because it's not made for good smell, it's made to remove the terrible smell. So the Gemara says, "Lameimer, should we say the chol hecha de lavarecha avida? Anytime it's not made for smell, lema vechinan alo, you don't make a bracha on it, because these things are not made to smell; it's just basically there to remove the bad smell." So the Gemara says, "Meisik, I'll ask you a question. It says, Hanichnas lechanusis shal beisem, if somebody goes into a perfume store, a psamim store, v'areach reach, and he smells the smell of the store." Even if he sat there the entire day and he's constantly smelling the psamim, you only make the bracha once. Why? Because he can't keep it's one continuous thing. What happens? Nichnas v'yotza, nichnas v'yotza. What happens if a guy keeps going in and out of the store, goes in and out 10 times, mevarech al kol pam v'pam, he makes a bracha every time he goes in and out. I mean, not in and out. Every time he goes in, he smells it, he makes a bracha. One second. So the Gemara is asking a question. The psalmim in the store is not made to smell. It's made to sell. It's a store. Yet, here it says, if you walk in and out, or for that matter, even if you're sitting there holding, you still make a bracha. The question is, once and many, many times. So he says, here it's not made for the purpose of smelling, it's made for the purpose of selling. And yet you make a bracha. So that shows that even if it's not made for the sole purpose of smelling, you still make a bracha on the psalm. So the Gemara answers, no. In l'reicha namiu David, it's made for smelling. How do you know that? Ki heicha den nirchu inchi, because it's made for people to smell it, v'neisa v'nizba minei, to buy it. You know, it's not only made to sell. In order to sell it, you have to smell it. So it is made for people to smell, and then they're going to buy it. So the fact is, it's also made to smell. What?
Let's see, there is a department of minei besamim, and then the department of atze besamim. Mm-hmm. And when he moves from one department to another, or from counter to another, then he has to have a different smell, a different bracha.
Sometimes he would make a different bracha. Sometimes, according to the way Ashkenazic opinions basically hold, that you make berim nipsamim and everything to solve the problem. So if you make a minei psamim, then you don't make any other brachas. But you're right, if you make atzei and it becomes izbei and atzei and all that, yeah. Okay, Ton Rabbanon, the Rabbanon learned, Hayim Mahalich Chutz Lekrach, if a person was walking outside of a city, and he smelled the smell. And the child is now, can he make a bracha on that psamim or not? What's the problem? Maybe the Goyim are making the psamim for their idol worshipping. Because they used to make psamim for that. So the question is, if it's idol worshipping, you obviously can't make a bracha on it. Right? So the question is, what's the difference? It says, Imre Vedekechavim, if the majority of the people in the city are idol worshippers, the din is Eina Mevarech, you don't make a bracha. Imre Yisrov, the majority is the of Yidin, Mevarech, then you make a bracha. Because obviously then it's made to smell, it's not made for idol worship. What happens? Rabbi Yasi says, Afilu Rav Yisrael Nami, even if the majority of the city is Yidin, Eina Mevarech, you don't make a bracha on the psalmim. Why not? Mipnei Sheis, Bnei Yisrael, Mekatis Riksofim. Because most of the Jewish girls would light psamim to drive away sorcery. So then it's also not made to smell. It's also made for sorcery. So therefore you couldn't make a bracha on it. Kishif. Lakshafim. So the Gemara says, Atu kul lakshafim mekatrinin. Do most people do it for kishif? A few people do it for kishif. But you still have the majority of the city. So Gemara says, no. Some people do it, for the minority does it for the purpose of kishif. And some people also do it for the sake of to perfume the clothing. So therefore, the majority is the lav l'recha of it. So therefore, he says like this. Most Jews do it. Half the Jewish girls do it for kishuv. The other part, I mean, part of them do it for sorcery. Part of it do it for the vest. It's not made to smell, but to make the clothing and things smell. But it's not created to smell, for people to smell the psamim themselves. So the majority is not making it for the sake of psamim. And therefore you wouldn't make a brach on it.
According to my humble opinion, Levona is the one that does for two purposes. The Resha Teshedim, and to get the clothing a better smell.
No, it's the Gemara learns it's two separate things. The Gemara says in the olden times, people did it for different reasons. Some people did it to drive away the kishuf. Some people did it to make the kelim and the begadim smell good. And so that's already two-thirds, so to speak. And one-third only does it for the sake of psalm. And therefore you couldn't do it.
Whoever walks Friday afternoon in Tveria, or Mitzvah Shabbos b'Tziperi, or Saturday night in Tziperi,
v'areach reich and smell the smell, ainu mevarich. He doesn't make a bracha. Because in these two cities, Tveri on Friday afternoon, and Tziperi on Saturday night, he said, neshechaskasi ainu ase alagamer b'yasekelim. Because these two places, the custom was he did it to perfume the clothing. In Tveri Friday afternoon, and in Tziperi Saturday night. So therefore, it's not made for psalm. If a person was walking in a goyish idol worshipping part of as a market, and he willingly smelled the psalmim, he's a sinner because he's benefiting from idol worshipping. If somebody is walking in a marketplace of idol worshippers, and you intention, and over there would smell, they would put up the perfumes and everything. So if you'd smell it intentionally, then you'd be considered a sinner. Why? Because you're benefiting from Aveda Zara, which is forbidden. Okay, now the Gemara says, it also said in the Mishnah, you don't make a brach on the candle unless, until you're getting benefit from the light. Right? In order to make a brach, Saturday night, you have to benefit from the light. So last time when we learned the Mishnah, we discussed that you have to be close by. Because otherwise you're not benefiting from the light. But the Gemara doesn't say that at the beginning. Because there's two opinions in the Gemara, so we'll see. It doesn't mean that you mamish have to benefit from it. According to Rav, as Rashi explains, even if you don't benefit from it, you can also make a brach on the candle. But, elokol she'ilu emid bekarif. If you would be close, and you would be able to mishtamish la'eder, you'd be able to use it for light, afilu berichuk mokim. Even if you're far, you would also make a bracha. And as Rav Yehuda Merav says, that if I'm lighting the candle here, even if I'm the other side of the shul, where I'm basically not benefiting from this light, I can still make a bracha. Why? Because the people that are close to the light are benefiting from the light. So it's a light that people are benefiting from. So therefore, I can make a bracha, even if I personally don't actually benefit from it, but if I would be close, I would be benefiting. So that's what Rav Yehuda Merav holds. V'chein amar Ravashi, Ravashi says the same thing, afil berichuk makom shenino, that even if a person's far away, as long as the candles are used or usable for light, you can make a bracha on it, even if you're not actually benefiting from the light.
For what?
For again, we do it by Havdalah, but it didn't necessarily have to be by Havdalah. For instance, if you have a Havdalah without any candle, as if for whatever reason there's no candle, and later on at night you see a candle, Saturday night only, you make the bracha by Rav Meir'esh. That's the halacha. Why? Because it's not... I mean, we do it at Havdalah, because that's the time to do it. But like we said, when Tisha B'Av falls out Saturday night... So right from Shabbos, you're going into Tisha B'Av. So you can't make Havdalah Saturday night because it's Tisha B'Av. So you make Havdalah Sunday night. Yet, Saturday night, before Eicha, everybody makes a bracha Be'er Me'er Eish. Why? Because that's the time to make the thing. Havdalah you can make through Tuesday. But the candle you can only do Saturday night. So the Gemara is discussing B'chlal, this bracha of the candle Saturday night. We do it by Havdalah, so it's based by Havdalah. The Mishnah says you have to benefit from the light. So the Gemara says so far, Rav Yehuda Merav says, it doesn't mean you have to actually benefit from the light. It means it's a usable candle, that if you would be close to it, you'd be able to make a bracha. So then even if you're far away, you can make a bracha.
If we consider this light as ash,
which light?
Purpose, yeah. For the purpose of lighting in some Shabbat, because of Avarat Ash, then this we consider as Avarat Ash, and to say the bracha Mare Haor.
I said, if the person taka doesn't have candles, according to many opinions, you can make the bracha and the electric lights.
So essentially, then, if the candle is there and you just come in, so you could say the bracha here.
According to this opinion.
But we don't do that, do we?
You mean you have to be close?
Yes.
Yeah, because we're not finished yet. there's a second opinion.
Sephardim don't have the method of being far away and doing it. I've seen the certain shows where everybody sits in their seat and they do it from far away.
I've seen a lot of people that desecrate Shabbos too. That's a lot of it is ignorance. They just go like this. I mean, yeah, they wave. To
you have to. Not to do it.
Well, we'll see. Like, we're not finished with the Gemara. Let's finish with the Gemara. This is Rav Yehuda Amar Rav's opinion that you need not to benefit directly from the light, but if it's a candle that you could benefit from, if you'd be close, then you're able to make a bracha even if you're not benefiting from the candle. I mean, according to this, if you'd see a big flame, let's say a mile away, you know, as long as you can see it and the people that are there could benefit from it, you'd make a bracha. So the Gemara says, Mase, I'll ask you a shaila. Ask you a question, not a shaila. Ask you a question on this. It says, if there was a flame hidden in his lap, meaning that he doesn't see any flame, but it's like he says, it's warming the body, whatever. Or it's in a lantern, that means it's covered. Or shadosh shel heves. Or if a person sees a flame, v'lei nishtamish la'eira, and he didn't use the candle, he's not bent, or nishtamish la'eira. I'm sorry. Rosh Alevitz, he sees the flame, v'lei nishtamish la'eira, he's not benefiting from it. Or nishtamish la'eira, he's benefiting from it, v'lei rosh Alevitz, but he doesn't see the flame. The Gemara is going to explain exactly how that's possible. Eina mevarech, you don't make a bracha, atri yira shalevitz, until you see the flame, v'yishtamish la'eira, and you use the flame. You see it and use it. That means, the Braisa says, if you have a candle, that you're using it, but you don't see it. Or you see it and you don't use it, you cannot make a bracha. When can you make a bracha on the candle? If you see it and use it. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to analyze what does the case mean, simply. It says, I understand the case where you can use the light, you can benefit from the light, but you don't see it. How? For instance, the candle is in a corner, the flame is in a corner, and you're coming from an angle that you don't see the flame, but you benefit from the light that the fire is giving out. So that makes sense. But the case where you see the flame and you don't benefit from it, he says, where do you get it? How do you have such a thing? How is it possible that you see the flame and you don't benefit from it? So we must say, Lav de Merchaka. We must say that the person is very far away. So what do you see from this? That if you're far, you cannot use the candle to make a bracha. Okay, so the Gemara answers, no, that's not what it means. Really, if you're far away, you could make a bracha. Why over here can you not make a bracha?